And what about scary movies? What's your
favorite?
Don't do scary movies.
The last time I watched a scary movie, it was under forceful that I had to do it. It was under force. We were away for a training weekend. Last Halloween. Two Halloweens ago. And right. I was down in Fermanagh. So we went down and there was no drink or anything allowed because it was fitness weekend and we'd been in the water and we'd done all the water sports and then we did camogie training and then got home dried. But anyway, they said, we'll have some fun. So first of all, they did quiz and then put on this movie. It was that one, Amityville Horror, is it? Or
oh, yes.
That one. And we were all sitting around in a big circle and there was another big circle behind me. And every time something, even any sort of music come on at all, someone would creep their hands up my back or hit me or touch, and I'd be like, and it was the most scary. I couldn't watch it. I was nearly crying. So about three quarters of the film through, I said, I have to leave, I have to go, because they spent the whole time laughing at me. So I went down to bed. So the whole team thought it would be hilarious to go out and buy these, you know, the scream masks. They all went out and bought scream masks. I was in a bunk bed. They come in through the fire exit and I was woken out of my sleep to see all these pure white faces staring at me. I was so scared that when I screamed there was no voice came out. It's the scariest I've ever been in my life. This was all picture and no sound. It's like,
what bitches.
I nearly died, I swear. I was like, and then eventually I was going, bitches, I hate you. I'm not on this team anymore. Take me off this team. The crack was good. So they nicknamed me Crazy that weekend and I've been called it ever since.
So that's your
on the team. So that's my pseudonym.
I should add that instead of whatever.
Crazy.
Sarah Connors.
I know, so that's that. But
have you ever been really scared in real life, not in a movie?
I would. When I first moved, a couple of times, is when I first moved into my house, you know, I was living by myself. You'd heard so many stories of break-ins in the area and things like that. I was just terrified. I couldn't sleep for ages at the start. But previous to that, it was because when I had been living in a house with another girl on the Lisburn Road, I'd heard these like footsteps or something, and I was awake and I couldn't believe. I was like, "Is that? Am I really hearing that?" And I was terrified. So I went down to the girl next door. I said, "I think I hear footsteps," and I got my camogie stick through there. I says, "Get down downstairs quick and see what's happening."
You weren't gonna go. You were sending her.
So next thing, the alarm went off, so we knew there was someone downstairs. I was terrified. So the two of us went down the stairs, and whoever was there had gone. There was wet footprints right as far in through the whole kitchen, nearly as far as the living room.
Oh God!
But because of the alarm, it had set them off. But I was terrified. I couldn't move. So the police arrived later on and said, "You were very, very lucky that nothing was stolen and that you had your alarm." So thankfully, I do have an alarm in my house at the minute. But I would still freak myself out nearly more than anything
sometimes.
At times.
Yeah.
But and then during the summer, we were at a concert in a place called Eagles Rock, or near home, as it's called. And they have this big concert in the middle of nowhere. I'm talking a big hill in the countryside. What is it called again? And you get all these, like, there's quite a few Ash were at it and a few big names were at it. So the bus dropped me off at the top of the road and there seemed to be no moonlight. And I was walking down the road and it was just, I live in this tiny wee windy road where all the trees meet, and I just got my phone, put the light on, and I've never run as fast in my life. Ran the whole way down home. I freaked myself out totally, big time.